This is More Than Friends, a podcast about the lives of women who love other women. This is episode zero of our podcast, where I'll be introducing myself as your host. I'll also explain what inspired me to start this podcast and what you can expect from our guests in future episodes. My name is Diane, and I'll be interviewing local power couples about their stories, their achievements, and that winding road that has led them to where they are today. I'm not one to talk about myself, but I don't believe I can run this show without sharing a little bit about my backstory. By day, I'm a designer who loves to harness digital tools for problem solving. The rest of the time, I'm a bisexual woman living in Malta, where I was born and raised. Back in 2014, when I was 23 years old, I came across a gay couple on YouTube, Rose and Rosie. Now considered LGBT royalty with over a million subscribers, Rose and Rosie have been documenting their relationship from when they started dating on and off to their engagement, marriage, and now they have their first child together. At the time, I was struggling with my identity. But seeing two young women who I related to so much just live their life freely and openly inspired me to explore a side of myself which I had spent much of my life ignoring. Back then, gay rights in Malta were a far cry from what they are today. There was no civil union or gay marriage, and that one gay club in Portugal was always a few weeks away from closing. I couldn't explore a part of myself that felt invisible, and that's really what this podcast is all about. Every so often, I come across real-life situations where I hear about women who struggle to embrace everything that makes them their unique selves, and that includes their sexuality. Not everyone's experience is the same, but I know that feelings of loneliness, alienation, and confusion are universal to people who are dealing with their sexuality. How will I have a family naturally? Wouldn't my life be easier if I were with a man? I'm tired of feeling different. I just want to be normal. These are the thoughts that have run through my mind and left me ridden with anxiety and fear. It took me years, but with the love of my friends and the support of therapy, I let go of my insecurities and embraced a part of myself that I knew would ultimately make me happier. Knowing that there are young women out there who may be struggling to accept themselves has ignited something in me to collect stories that can shine a light on local experiences. In this podcast, I'll mainly be focusing on interviewing couples. I believe a big fear around self-acceptance is the uncertainty of finding love. I know that it was for me. That's why the couples I'll be speaking with will be sharing their own coming out stories as well as their own routes to happiness, be it through their relationship, their family, their career, or their interests. I will just say this. We live in a different time now. Being gay doesn't have to be a big dark secret. For some of us, it still is, and that's okay. For those of us who have come out the other side, I look forward to hearing your story. Thanks for joining me on this journey, and I hope you enjoy the podcast.